on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Yeah, well, we're talking all footy codes, but we're looking forward to the Super Rugby season kicking off this weekend. Hello, Adam Fryer.
G'day, Sats, TK. It's been a while. How are things?
Yeah, very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I'll tell you what, from a personal sense, great, but rugby's in a good space. Super Rugby Eve, an unbelievable sevens tournament there in Sydney. Success with the men's, now women, favourite for gold medal at the Olympics this year. So,
yes,
in rugby terms, we're in a good space, but gee, this competition that lies ahead, there's a bit of noise to suggest that it's a little bit confusing, which I tend to agree with, but I reckon if fans of the Waratahs or Brumbies or Force or whoever you support, if you just follow your team, you should be sweet.
Yeah, and the addition of two extra teams as well.
Yeah, we've got, it's almost like a fancy zoo at the moment. You've got Sunwolves and Jaguars and Cheetahs and Lions.
Yeah.
It's a little bit confusing, but yeah, we've got a great Argentinian side. And look, that's, I suppose a lot of people wouldn't know a lot of those players, but the beauty of this comp, it is international, and now you get to touch five different countries around the world. And you compare that to, say, and this is no disrespect to NRL and the likes, but you know, they can travel over to New Zealand and maybe up to North Queensland. But, you know, it's so good for these young players to be able to think they can travel around the world to do their job and to play footy. It's incredible now. It's even in Argentina and Japan. So that's the beauty of Super Rugby. But on the other side, very confusing to sort of build this tribalism. So we've got a big match this week, and you know, who are the Wolves, the Sunwolves, and who are the Cheetahs? So we've got to work on that, but I reckon we'll be in a good space.
They're a hell of a team, the Brumbies. They're $1.47 at tab.com.au up against the Hurricanes, $2.75. Big things expected of the Brumbies.
Yeah, a bit of pressure.
That's
on them
tonight, TK. Adam, at 7:40.
Yeah, a bit of pressure on the Brumbies, TK. Stephen Moore playing his 150th Super Rugby match, which is just huge for Squeaky. He's a great player and a good bloke. I think the Brumbies are favourite. And do I think they're short? Yes, I think they're probably too short. But the Hurricane, got the best back three in the competition. I don't even think it's $7. Probably the value bet of the tournament to take
really?
It out. I don't think they'll win this game. I think they showed in the trials that they started slow. They lost to the Force, but they had a second-string side. This is the Hurricane. They absolutely belted the Crusaders. So I really think that the Brumbies are going to be the best Australian side this year. Mm. Do I think they should be that short against the Hurricanes team, who I think potentially can win the competition? Absolutely not. So if there's a bit of a line there, you'd take it, but it's going to be an absolute corker of a game. It's got the best and the most entertaining Australian side against the Hurricanes. It'll be almost like that World Cup final with a lot of the talent on display. A lot of those All Blacks are backing up, and the Wallabies and the Brumbies sides. Guys like Scott Barty and I said Stephen Moore playing his 150th. It's going to be a super match.
How do you see the Waratahs?
Look, they've got a lot of new names, Slats. One of those is Reece Robinson, the former Canberra Raider and also Parramatta Eel. Now, he was pretty unlucky not to make the run on side. I think he's on the bench for his debut. Zach Guilford, who's an All Black, who's a highly profiled recruit, he gets the start. And Matty Carraro on the other wing. And is he a fullback? Matty Carraro is almost like your Steven Seagal movie. You know, you're going to get about a 6 out of 10 every time and he plays strong. But I think you'll ever see this again. You've got Carmichael Hunt versus Israel Folau, 2 15s going at each other. Both have played rugby, AFL, and of course rugby league. Like the tri-code players coming up against each other, it hasn't really been reported, but they are just two freak of athletes. And to see them go at each other, I know they're great mates. They've played on kangaroo tours. They've both made that code switch. It's going to be entertaining to watch those two guys hit it up, and also Reds v Waratahs. You know, it's always going to be fiery. The Waratahs, very short, but you know, local derby like this, I don't know if it's going to be as big as what they say, but the Reds, they're already writing them off.
Yeah, they're $1.17, the Waratahs. They're getting 12-point start, and I reckon they'll cover the start easily, the Waratahs. I think they'll put the cleaners through the Reds.
Yeah, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on people up north. But look, crazy things that happen in these derbies. I've gone into playing for the Tars and come up against Queensland. You've never heard of half the team. They've just got this certain spirit about them that makes them fire up. And they've had this whole off-season to prepare for this point. If it was mid-season, it was that market and that sort of line, you jump on the Tars. It's just a little bit nervous because it's round one.
Yeah, they should be full of enthusiasm. You think they haven't had a loss yet. Now, the Force against the Rebels, that's a toss of the coin job, $1.92 a piece at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and look, the Rebels have come back there. Four-starred favourite. And look, the Rebels, I think, you've got to look at sides that haven't really been broken up during this off-season. Look at the how many Wallabies are in the Brumbies side, or how many Wallabies are in the Reds and the Waratahs. The Rebels just didn't have any international players. So, and they had that same formula playing for the Melbourne Rising and the NRC. You know I'm going to always steer towards the Rebels, but I think they're a better side on paper, and I think the Force, they're going to really struggle this year if they've got any injuries, but I just reckon the value is with the Rebels. I would have thought that they would have been a lot shorter with the team they've put on the park, especially now with Toby Smith, Sean McMahon, both fully pledged Wallabies. I think the Rebels will go all right there in the West.
And Adam, just finally from me, mate, I mean, there was such a great roll on, it seemed, after the World Cup. Do you think we're still feeling it?
Look, I don't know, Slats. That's a very good question. But if I talk to anyone out in the market, I sit in front of rugby every day, so I don't really know if there's momentum or not because I'm always supporting it. But, look, I think there is, and I just think we need to build our heroes. And at the moment, we support the Waratahs, we support the Reds. But in other codes, we have these sort of heroes put up these pedestals and you know, and young kids have got posters of not teams on the walls, but players. So we just need to work out and get these players to step up, and it's also very difficult with not being on free to wear. But look, I think it'll be a good year for rugby, not just because of Super Rugby and a Wallaby success, but very rarely you'll have a sport, especially in the top three codes or even four, where you're going to go away and compete for a gold medal. And this Olympic Games of the Sevens, especially our girls, mate, it's going to be huge. So hopefully get a bit of momentum out of that.
See you at lunch.
Looking forward to it. You'll be wearing brown today, TK?
I might wear brown. I haven't done that for a while.
No, you won't. You'll be too chicken.
I might even don the turquoise shirt and the white loafers just for you, Slat.
Yeah, good on you. Can't wait for it, Adam. Make sure you do.
All right.
Good on you, mate. See you there.
Just repeating that again, the Waratahs $1.17 up against the Reds from Queensland, $5.25. And you're right. That's a
big... You wouldn't wear brown today.
Why not?
No.
I like the brown.
Nah, you're chicken these days.
Yeah.
No, you're not big enough to do that.
Yeah.
Not gutsy enough.
2:30 against 1:62, Blues v the Highlanders. It's pressed and ready to go already.